Hi, I'm Julie Aronson, curator of American painting, sculpture, and drawings at the Cincinnati Art Museum, and we have Northern Baroque Splendor, the Hohenbuchau collection from Liechtenstein, the Princely Collections, Vienna, on exhibit now through September 20. This exhibition is a wonderful opportunity to see 64 absolutely stunning paintings by Dutch and Flemish masters of the late 16th through the early 18th centuries. Probably the most famous artist in the exhibition is Rubens, who painted a wonderful portrait of a Capuchin monk that's in the exhibition. One of my favorite artists in the exhibition is less known to the public, but his name is Gerrit Dou, and he painted these exquisite little pictures on panel of interior scenes illuminated by lanterns and candlelight. And there's one of a wine cellar, and there's a little intriguing relationship going on between a young woman and a man in this picture. And everything is just beautifully illuminated in great detail, from this a cabbage on the floor and this beautiful wine vessel. One of the things this collection is known for is its still life paintings, and there's an absolutely spectacular example in which everything is really a virtuoso performance. The painting has a lobster in it for a dash of red color. It has an urn in it in which the artist has painted a reflection of himself at his easel. There's a pocket watch. And every time you start looking at this painting, you'll notice a different detail. Well, the Baroque period in the North is one that's really characterized by naturalism. And artists are trying to outdo each other to see who can make something look more realistic. Artists, of course, took a lot of license with that. And when you start seeing a still life, for example, you may see blooms that are from different times of the year. But at the same time, they're trying to give you this incredible feeling of verisimilitude. Right now I'm reading The Lewis Man by Peter May, the second novel in May's Lewis trilogy, a series of mysteries set in the Outer Hebrides. I'm just starting this novel because I so enjoyed the first one, The Black House. May's writing provides a very vivid picture of an incredibly haunting place that stayed with me, and his descriptions of the place seem to reflect the passions of the characters in the novels, which are centered on a man named Finn, who's a policeman, who is sent to the place of his childhood to investigate a murder. The name of the book is The Lewis Man by Peter May.
You can see the Northern Baroque Splendor exhibit at the Cincinnati Art Museum now through September 20th. For more information, visit WVXU.org. Just ahead on the Book Club at 91.7, a classic car, an outlaw motorhead, and 57 years of the American dream.